This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Disturbing details have emerged from dozens of countries that a toxic lockdown culture against the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted drastically on society's most vulnerable, the UN Human Rights Office, OHCHR, said on Monday. The development follows UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres' call last week for states not to use the COVID-19 crisis as a pretext for repressive measures, in which he urged governments to recognise that the threat was the virus, not people. In a video press conference, Georgette Gagnon, Director of Field Operations, described how many countries had adopted a heavy-handed and highly militarized security response to the virus, including South Africa.
Rubber bullets, tear gas, water bombs, and whips have been used to maintain social distancing in shopping lines and on those outside their homes.
The OHCHR official went on to describe how the Philippines' highly militarized response to the pandemic had led to the arrest of 120,000 people for violating a curfew. More than 26,800 people had also been detained in Sri Lanka, and there were fears of excessive use of force in El Salvador, Ms. Gagnon said, while Jordanian authorities were believed to have arrested 800 people a day for breaking the lockdown restrictions. The needs of Yemen's people should be put first, ahead of actions that risk escalating the already dire situation inside the war-shattered country, UN negotiator Martin Griffiths said on Monday. Responding to a declaration of self-rule by the main separatist group in the south of the country, Mr. Griffiths highlighted the fact that the city of Aden and other areas have yet to recover from recent disastrous flooding. They are also facing the risk of COVID-19, he said. Until now, the Southern Transitional Council has been a member of the Saudi-led international coalition that's been fighting mainly Houthi forces to the north for the last 5 years. In a statement, Mr. Griffiths called for greater support for a Saudi-led initiative known as the Riyadh Agreement, which seeks to deliver improved public services and security to people in the south. The agreement also provides for the participation of the Southern Council in consultations on the final political solution to end the conflict in Yemen and serving the interests of Yemenis nationwide, Mr. Griffiths noted. Finally, as World Immunisation Week gets underway, UN Children's Fund UNICEF has warned that the lives of millions of children hang in the balance. According to the agency, 13 million children received no vaccines at all last year. In a call to governments to do more to protect youngsters, UNICEF has said that the disruption to basic healthcare services caused by the COVID-19 pandemic threatens an upsurge in measles, diphtheria and polio. The agency is sending critical vaccine supplies to immunise children, where possible, in areas with outbreaks and to replenish their routine supplies. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, UNICEF is supporting the government with vaccine supplies and protective equipment to continue immunisation in North Kivu province, where over 3,000 cases of measles have been reported since the 1st of January. Daniel Johnson, UN News.